that ended weird. What's up, my boobies? Okay, so here we go. First off, just so you know, you can start calling me John B. And I'll give you some reasons why. First of all, if you've seen Outer Banks, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And I'll get into that. But secondly, if you haven't seen this luscious flow of lettuce that I've got going on my lid, on my head, then you're missing out. So go to YouTube instead of listening to the podcast, which you're more than welcome to do. But I suggest going to YouTube and checking out this luscious set. And I'm going to say set of hairs, because every hair is luscious. It looks great. I mean, I've got nothing bad to say. Ooh, except for the back here. I do have something bad to say. And you know, it's fixed. It's fixed. Looks great. I was thinking about getting a haircut, even though I can't, and I'm not anymore, because it looks great. Okay? John B., you can call me that, because I look just like him. And I'll show you a picture. I'll put a picture up for you if you want. Look just like him. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the show, okay? I watched the show. I watched it with Janina. Great show. I loved it. I thought it was put together pretty well. If you know me, you know that I get a little bit critical. I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of movies. I don't necessarily know the science behind it all. I don't know. I mean, I know that a lot goes into the way videography works and setting a scene and directing a scene and all of that. I know all of it goes into it. Like, oh, camera angle. You got to have it low if you want to show someone is like a powerful person. If you want to show, you know, someone is like not so powerful, the opposite. And you would show the camera from up high, or maybe you're just trying to portray some type of emotion, whatever. There's different angles. I get it. There's a few things that I didn't like, though, about Outer Banks. I liked the show. I liked the plot. It was pretty good. It got a little messy here and there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch it. I'm not going to ruin anything for you. The only thing I'm going to ruin are the parts that sucked. And I'm not going to tell you anything about the plot or the storyline. So don't worry. It's a pretty good show. Go watch. It's on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, get someone's damn password. Like, what are you doing if you don't have Netflix right now? Everyone's got someone else's password. And no, I don't have one of my friends' passwords, okay? And yes, I'm 25. And I can definitely afford $13 a month. And yes, I'm using my dad's password. But it's because they have like a family account. And I'm like one of five people on the account. So I can just watch all my own stuff. No one messes with it. So if you got a problem with that, take it up with my dad. Because he's the one that lets me use it. And thank you for that, Dad, if you're listening. But listen, okay, besides the Netflix thing. Also, I'm going to try to keep these to 10 minutes. So if you hear me, maybe start to get a little bit fast. I'm already 4 minutes in. This is going to be tough. But I'm going to have a bunch of fun doing it this way. I hate doing the 40 minutes, way too long. Listen, I gotta get into it though, because I'm already halfway through, so I'm having a hard time here. The character's name, let me explain this. The main character, the main protagonist, his name is John B. Rutledge. Booker. I think it's Booker. His middle name's Booker. I don't know. I think I looked it up. I did. His name's John Booker Rutledge. Okay. His dad, which a lot of the show is about, his name is John Rutledge. So they call the dad Big John, and they call the son, or him, the main character, John B, because his middle name's Booker. Okay, here's where I have the problem. The problem lies with the writing. The problem lies with the crew that wrote this fictional story and decided, let's give, and I get it, some dads have sons and name their sons after their own name, which I get to to a certain extent, but after you get into like the two, that's a whole different thing. If you get into like the twos and the threes and the four, like just quit naming your kid after the same name. There's so many names. Quit naming them the same thing. Okay, but that's a different story. If you want to do it, you know, ooh, John the Second, whatever. Go ahead. But the point of the matter is, this is a fictional story. Okay? So what they did to distinguish John, the main character, John B., from everyone else in the show, and his dad, or anyone else that can be named John, they just called him John B. the whole show. And he's the main character. So everyone calls him John B. non-stop. It was one of the most frustrating things. Luckily, the plot was pretty damn good. Because if not, through the first episode, I was severely annoyed. And I don't know who wouldn't be. I mean, in every situation. Not just in like, oh, he's flirting with some girl and she calls him John B. Like, that's his cute name. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking when he was in trouble with the police. When he was talking to the girl that he liked. When something serious happened. When he was crying and someone needed to console him. Every single character referred to his character as John B. So just imagine that. Rather than just calling someone John, you always say John B. Imagine that in real life. Imagine how fucking annoying that is. Okay? Now, besides it being annoying and not even being able to fathom that in real life, because it would make me insane to call someone John B. over and over, it's not even... It's catchy, maybe if you say it once or twice, but I've already said it maybe 10 or 15 times on this, and it's annoying, okay? It's annoying. So, why would they have every single character call him by his full fictional freaking name the whole show through 10 episodes? And it was probably, his name was probably said, I mean, if you were to guess, each episode's about an hour. He's the main character. So, guesstimation-wise, I'm thinking his name was said at a minimum. At a very minimum. Let's go on average. 25 to 30 times an episode. Okay? So, if we go off of that math, there's 10 episodes, right? That's 250 to 300. No, sorry. Am I doing this wrong? What the fuck is wrong with me? There's no way. They said it way more than that. They had to have. 30 times 10. Yeah, that's only 300. No chance. They said his name. No, I would have to say close to over 1,000 times throughout all 10 episodes. It had to be. There's no way I didn't hear it. Because it was, it would be within sentence. So, like, you called him John B. already. And you move on to your next sentence. And for some reason, you still have to call him by his name and include the B. Like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, they call them Pogues. So, and what were the other ones? I forget even what they were called. It's kind of like the Greasers and the whatever it's called from Outsiders. But they had like these two separation of the separating groups of people. But yeah, it made me fucking insane, okay? I'm sorry for cursing. I'm trying to stop cursing on this thing. Also, I'm already at the 9-minute mark. How is that even possible? What the hell? Maybe I'll increase it to 15 because I'm only on one topic. And this is the first time I'm doing it. This is my damn show. And I called it a show again, which makes me sad because I don't even like calling it a show. It's not a show, even though I wish it was. But when you only have a couple listeners, it's not a show. It's just like me talking to you guys. My boobies. So thank you, my boobies. But also, this is my point. I'm going to try to wrap it up. My point is, if you are a writer of a fictional freaking television show, first of all, don't make the main character and his dad have the same name and then try to talk about them throughout the entire show. That is just stupid. It sets you up for failure, which in this case was failure because they called him John B. the whole time because they had to distinguish him from Big John. So stupid. which also would be B. John if they did it that way. But that's the first thing. Secondly, don't pick John. Like, you want to distinguish someone, pick a different name. Pick a name that not maybe some other random character isn't going to have. Use John on the gas station guy, on the clerk. Use John on the antagonist guy's friend. Like, don't use John if you're going to have to tag on B at the end. Am I crazy here? Watch the show. And if you've seen the show, let me know if it made you go insane. Because it did. Great show. Don't get me wrong. But figure out the names. Okay? So there's some notes. Also, some other notes. Don't do dissolve. Don't do camera dissolves between scenes. That's getting a little too picky. I'm just saying, a camera dissolve? Really? What is this, the freaking 1980s? 1990s? Stop dissolving the camera. Have a real transition into the next scene. I felt like I was reading a kid's book. It was sad. But, like I said, other than that, the show was pretty good. Good plot. Terrible character names. Terrible dialogue writing, because everyone had to call him John B. 800 times. But the guy was really good looking, if I could say. I mean, Janina didn't think so. I thought he was a great looking guy. But I guess it doesn't help that she doesn't think he looks good, because I think with this luscious, and I mean luscious, head of hair, that I could come off as John B. Also, I got merch available. I don't know how to say the link out loud because it's a big mouthful, so I'm going to put the link in the descriptions or whatever, okay? So go check it out. This is one of the sweatshirts. It's actually really, really good quality. So go check that out and, represent. Also, Way Over Par, that is, my, side business that I just started, and these are super good quality too. Check this out. Boom. Look at that. Real good quality. Everyone I've heard back from so far says they love their stuff. So go check that out, wayoverpargolf.com. And if you haven't already, follow me on Twitter at CCLpod, follow me on Instagram at SagyBabyCCL. And go to Facebook and like the page. That is facebook.com/CCLpod, I think. My boobies. All right, check this out. I'm already done. I went over one topic. And guess what? I'm not done, really. I might even make another video. But this video is over. So you don't have to listen anymore. Okay? One love, my boobies. I'll talk to you in a few.